What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Wednesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Well, yes, the band is all back together, except I want to have a big announcement here. Harmon and Justin, you know, both signed off on this. They know. I want to welcome a brand new employee to the show with us tonight, taking over the job. Our new technical director, you know, you as Alec. I'm sorry, I met you once before this. Alec is your name?
Yes, Alec with a C.
Alec with a C. Welcome back, Alec. Alec, your last name is?
Tickert.
He was seduced and murdered by the dark side.
Very nice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. You know, the last guy was just okay. So I'm hopeful that you can, you know, kind of really step up from here.
Well, I did go for a training course with him, and he didn't know what he was telling me, so this should be easy.
Okay, very good, very good. There is a music rules on the show,
okay.
I hope you know. There's some groups we don't play.
Like what?
But I'll send you an email with that. But,
okay.
Tears for Fears is definitively, we don't play them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't do that. So,
that's a great band.
Welcome. Well, welcome again. And we'll talk about that. Alec, right?
Alec with a C.
Alec, right? Alec with a C. Very good. All right. So we're all back, Harmon. We're all back.
It's kind of a big deal.
If we were the Rangers Devils, we would have started fighting as soon as the show opened.
Well, I think we did. I think you were throwing blows immediately because as you said that, you know, and welcoming Alec in, it felt like you were doing a Stone Cold Steve Austin double bird and then smashing a couple of beers over your head. So you got that. Hey, by the way, today is another momentous day. The White Sox and Mets did not lose.
No.
Again.
Another day.
One didn't
another
play.
Day.
Look neither of them.
Yeah. If this, it doesn't matter. It's just they don't lose on the same
that's
day.
Right.
It doesn't matter how.
So that's 2 of our 10 already used up.
Doesn't matter how. This is just how it goes.
What a great day.
Jason, the way you introduced the new guy, you have him as Kyrus's boss.
Oh, well, I think he is now. I think he is coming in.
I am, actually.
I think he is. Yes. Alec, I heard a lot about him. I heard he does pretty good work, and he will focus on the job, unlike the last guy who would, you know, spend his time doing the show and doing his podcast work for the anime podcast that he does. So
I did hear about that. Jane Ramos had good things to say about him, too.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you know that, you know, that this is your priority, and then that's
okay. Thank you.
Where at work. Yeah, but okay.
Allegedly.
Listen, yes, Stephon Diggs got traded today. We'll get to that load of crap in 15 minutes. Okay, we have two amazingly fun stories that we want to start with tonight. And first, I was going to, but no, let's lead up to the football one for a couple minutes.
Okay.
This is a slapshot moment, and I mean the movie Slapshot moment, come to life. You wonder, why is hockey trending?
Might have to explain to millennials what Slapshot is at this point.
Slapshot was a movie in the 1970s about hockey that focused on a past his prime star in Paul Newman, who integrated three roughnecks into his team in Syracuse, you know, in Charleston. Their March rival was Syracuse. And the Hanson brothers became huge movie heroes because all they would do was fight. They would fight before the games. Mm-hmm. They would fight the other team. They would fight the other team when the puck dropped. They would fight at the whistle. It didn't matter. And this was one of those moments come to life tonight because right before the puck dropped between the Rangers and the Devils, and, you know, everybody knew this was coming. Matt Rempe is a forward for the Rangers who has a bad history with the Devils. A couple of guys got hurt in the last couple of games they played. One defenseman for the Devils got a concussion during their last game. So they knew this game was coming. There was going to be retribution. So everybody was lined up to drop the puck, and even the announcers know we're not starting the game. There's going to be a fight right off the jump, and take a listen because this is what happened.
Main event to open the hockey game. Both sides. Lazar went the other side as well. Jimmy Vesey and Lazar Gaudreau has dropped them with Kevin Ball as well. Now it's 5-on-5.
They're all fighting.
McDermott and Rempe exchanging blows. But everybody has gloves off at the Garden.
Now the overhead view.
John Marino, there's only four officials. There's five fights. Trying to break up what they can.
Okay, that's my favorite part right there. That's my favorite part. There's four officials and there's five fights.
Got the better
of
John Marino down on the other end as McDermott still feeding rights to Rempe.
Hugging the buckets?
This one absolutely
the other four
insane.
Are all done. The main event's still going.
This is unbelievable. Holy jump, and what a start to this one right here. But McDermott's got it.
This is a marathon between Rempe and McDermott.
Rempe's visor down.
TNT on the call.
That might have been one of the longest fights ever, though.
I mean, it was long. It was about a minute. Well, I think that the officials knew, okay, Rempe's passed with the Devils. We have to wind up letting – we got to let this go so we can have a game, right? We can't just break it up because then everybody's not going to have their emotions out. We got to have a game. So they let that fight go.
But they broke it up before they got the final man down.
No, and everybody
knew. What about the goalies, slackers?
He just can't. Let's all – we're all going to fight.
Let's go.
We're all going to fight. Now, the goalie's not – okay, well, we want to play, and we have a long game to go, so the goalies, we're going to be cool, right? We're going to be like two little fawns. But everybody else is going to fight. Everybody else fights. It's insane. And I think my favorite part was that Rempe knows that – we're going to fight right. He wouldn't even get down in his stand, you know, because most players, you know, obviously when the puck drops, you're down. So when the puck comes, you're already in a position to get the puck. No, he's standing up going, I'm not losing anything. I'm standing up ready to throw punches as soon as they drop the puck. This was insane. You could hear the emotion. You could feel the excitement. Everybody knew this fight was going to happen. And look, you and me, look, we're big hockey fans, big hockey purists, and I know the only time people really talk about it is, oh, the fighting in the game. same as a guy. No, fighting is a way that hockey has policed itself for a long time, right? That's mm-hmm. just the way it does. It's unwritten rules like Major League Baseball. Baseball's policed itself when pitchers throw at hitters, and this is how it goes. And this is one of those moments that I got caught. It was exciting. It was amazing. I'm trying to watch all the fights at once, and you hear, okay, there's four officials and there's five fights. What are you really going to do? You're outmanned. I mean, you're outmanned. You got four. Okay. And at best, one guy can break up one fight at best. And now you have five fights happening, which is probably why another reason why the Rempe fight went so long.
Well, the best of it, though, right, is he skates from the center circle, goes, finds his opponent. And the other guy lining up for the face-off is like, all right, I guess I'm going to skate. All right, I guess I'm getting into it, too. And then all of a sudden, you know, you see gloves and sticks everywhere. And chaos ensues. Like, the crowd is stunned. They don't even know how to respond. First, like, what the hell is going on?
They know there's going to be. They thought there was only going to be one fight.
Right.
They
thought,
okay, Rempe's going to fight because this is how it goes when you have an antagonistic player, and there needs to be some kind of repercussions. And okay, you know that, but there's going to be five. Like, no, I think, no, like, even the announcer's like, yeah, here our main event's going to start. That's all before the puck dropped. Like, the ref is ready to drop the puck. He knows there's going to be a fight. We're not going to play, but instead you went 5-on-5.
Yeah, best meme to come out of this one. Is, of course, a shot of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Here's the Rangers and Devils right now. Ring the bell.
I mean, it was insane. It was just watching a, okay, I told you about the energy you could feel through the TV for Iowa LSU.
Sure.
Oh, no. I felt that same energy through the TV for Rangers Devils. I'm watching. Oh, my God. You could feel it coming. Where everybody's going nuts. They're yelling. They want blood. You know there's going to be a fight. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like something straight out of Halloween 3. You could feel that energy straight through your TV set.
Man. Now, if that was the only story we had to start. But no. There's another story pushing Stephon Diggs another few minutes.
No. Because... Can we play it again?
No. You...
I'm kidding.
No, it was good audio. It was good to get that audio in.
It was great. I mean, it was great. I mean, when you hear the guy say, okay, here's the main event. Okay, four referees, five fights. Here we go. My favorite story of the day involves somebody who nobody knew his name outside of Dallas until today. The mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson, served as mayor of Dallas since 2019. He found himself, well, I want to say if this was a movie, Jerry Jones would have people finding him right now. We brought you the story last night that the Chiefs and Royals are looking for some kind of new stadium deal in Kansas City. And the proposal was, okay, the Chiefs were going to front a lot of the money, but they were going to need a lot of public money as mm-hmm. well. And that referendum did not pass. Like 58% said, no, we're not funding money for a sports arena. 58-42. So now the Chiefs are stuck. Eric Johnson says today he wants the Chiefs to join the Cowboys in Dallas, saying how we can support a second NFL team. Now, he has said this for a couple of years. Hey, if you want to expand, Dallas should get the next team. Dallas should get expansion, all this stuff. And then he comes out today, yeah, let's bring the Chiefs in with a Super Bowl champion and the most popular player in the league. Jerry Jones must want to kill this guy. I wanted to be a fly on the wall when Jerry Jones is in his office. Someone comes in and says, hey, Jerry, did you hear what Mayor Johnson said today? No. What was it? What? We going to get a new sponsor? What's happening? No, he said he wants the Chiefs to move to Dallas and be the second NFL team. What? Like in public? Like said that to people? Like that actually not like a fake internet story? That's like a real story. And want to come here and just take some of my money, take some of the Cowboys' popularity. You know what? I'm trying to sign Dak or get rid of Dak. This is real. Hang on, I got to get on the bat phone. I got to get on Steven. We got to call some guys. We got to pay a visit to this guy. I mean, Jerry Jones must want to just kill him.
I loved his tweet. Welcome home, Dallas Texans.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Because, I mean, he was reaching back to the history. So going to where, you know, the Chiefs once upon a time in Dallas, going back some 60 years at this point. But the quote is great. As I've said previously, our market is big enough, growing enough, and loves football more than enough to support a second NFL team. especially a franchise and an owner with deep roots here. But yes, the live look in on Jerry Jones would have been priceless.
This guy's going to go missing, by the way.
When's his next election?
You don't think Jerry's like out in the bushes with binoculars following this guy?
Oh, no. This is like in the movies where the mayor comes out of his office and all of a sudden a big black car pulls up and the door opens and these two big guys get out and Jerry just says, Mayor, why don't you come in here and take a ride? No, I'm good. I didn't ask. And all, you know, the big guys kind of usher him in, and he goes on the ride, not knowing, what are they doing? They're taking me somewhere. Why am I going to survive this? And that's a car ride that Jerry Jones has with the Dallas.
The knock at the door. Who's there? Hired goons.
What? Oh my goodness! I mean, I can't. Oof. Jerry. Okay, now obviously we're having fun with this. This is, you know, we're not. Obviously we're having fun with this story. But I mean, Jerry Jones. He must be like, what is this guy doing? What does he mean? We want another team in Dallas. If another team comes to Dallas, then I get less money. And that's less. I got to see Dallas Texans and Chiefs jerseys around it. Not like this is going to happen, but still, here's the mayor of Dallas saying, yeah, we're sick of the Cowboys and all their losing. We're sick of them not able to win for 35 years. Let's bring the Super Bowl champions into town.
But on the same day, it's also the, hey, people are starting to like the Texans. This sucks. If you're Jerry Jones, you're in a world of hurt right now. They've devalued the Jerry Buck. There's no market for Cowboys bees anymore.
The Jerry Buck is trading in Dallas. We had a great rate right now. It's a 10% over the dollar. You know what happens if you come, because you can't sell Chiefs Bucks. Like, that's just not going to. What's up, picture with Andy Reid on the front? No, not going to do it.
Yeah, but think if they get the licensing rights from Taylor Swift, it's over.
If Travis Kelce
could get her to sign away some rights for merchandise and you know, Taylor Bucks, it's all done.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but you think they'd have to take the Royals too?
Right now you take it though with Bobby Witt. You got a guy to sell. He was a 30-30 guy last year. Rising star, friend of the people.
I mean, this is just insane.
Jason, you think I'm kidding when I say this guy's going to go missing.
No, he's not. He's the mayor. Come on. I mean,
you're trying to take money away from the Joneses?
I think, listen,
this is a whole extra season of Dallas.
I know I'm watching too much Bosch, which is how I see, because this happens a lot. But just this story. Yeah, hey, we want another team, or we want an NFL team in Dallas. We're sick of not having an NFL team here. They haven't won in 35 years.
We want another one back. Look, at least he didn't put a picture of the ring up there going, and we'd at least have a good team.
He just superimposes Mahomes' head over the Cowboys star. Hey, wouldn't it be nice to have this guy back in town?
That's it.
Exit out Mount of Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
All about fighting.
.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers and head to your local Tractor Supply store today.
It was five for fighting, TJ.
Coming up next, TJ, clearly Houston is now Digstown, much like it was for Lou Gossett Jr. in memoriam a week ago. The big trade in the NFL from today, Stephon Diggs goes to Houston. We break it down. Who really won that trade? That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's got a family, Teichert.
The guy goes away for 2 weeks, works on different shows, goes on vacation. Nope, we're coming back. First night back, 20 minutes in, we got Tears for Fears.
The family is back together. This is how you get a party going. No. You get a song that you know gets everybody a little rump shaken or gets the blood boiling.
No, it does. This song does none of those things.
Sure it does. Are you not bobbing along?
Really? 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 You're bopping along to Tears for Fears? You?
I'm all about positivity. What are you talking about?
No, just don't lie.
I'm the happiest damn person in the world.
Okay, now you're lying again.
Because I made it to another day.
You're lying about everything now. You've lied to me. You haven't told the truth yet tonight. You don't bop along to that song. You're not happy. You're just lying. Well, I will say, you probably are happy the White Sox did not lose tonight. So I will say is that. That is probably
And it snowed in Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. That it will. But you don't bop along to. There's not a song to bop along to. That's one of those, hey, it's a serious song. You know, you got to think about the lyrics and understand. You know, you're not bopping along. You know, they're not playing Skater Boy or Mbop.
No, I don't like Skater Boy.
Bop along to.
But like, I would say this. Like, the one thing I also learned from my social media is I got to figure out a way to get in the inner circle of Mario Lopez. Because, like, the guy's living right. Because he goes to Chicago and he's shooting one of these, you know, Hallmark or whatever, Christmas movies. And then it snowed for them while they were there. I mean, come on.
I know all that. Hey, can we take back the rented snow machines? Because it's snowing. We're good.
It's actually snowing. We don't need to put it in post.
It looks really good. I love this. This looks fantastic.
There you go.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We are live, as always, from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. A team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Big trade in the NFL. I know we had to start. We had to have that tension breaker with the Dallas mayor who wants the Chiefs to come play.
Well, it's all about fighting, yeah.
And we had to have the Rangers Devils fight. Now we get to serious. It is a big deal today. Stephon Diggs is traded from the Bills to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation. Basically, here's how it works. The Bills get a second-round pick in exchange for Diggs, a sixth-round pick, and a 2025 fifth-round pick. This is a pick the Texans got last month from the Vikings when they traded, made a trade, Edwards. So this is what the Bills are getting. The Bills are getting a second-round pick, and they're giving up a sixth-round pick and a fifth-round pick. So this is what it is. The Bills get a really good pick. They trade away Stephon Diggs, and they trade away a couple of late-round selections. This trade comes a day after Diggs responded with a "you sure" to a social media user's post that said he wasn't essential to Josh Allen's success. And Diggs puts up the "you sure." A day later, Stephon Diggs is traded. First things first. this was coming. It was coming since last year when Sean McDermott tried to stand in front of everybody and say, no, everything's fine. I don't know why. It's no big deal that Stephon Diggs is not a day one of training camp. It's a thing. It's fine. He's going to play. And we knew there was something, whether it was money, whether it was unhappiness, and you knew this was going to be something that played out. Everything wasn't sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows in Buffalo, and you knew, we talked about it, this is probably going to be Stephon Diggs' last year in Buffalo. But I really thought they had figured it out, and okay, he's going to wind up staying because this trade is in April. Yes, I know we're going into the draft is fine, but I got to think that if something didn't come to a head, you wanted to make this trade at the beginning of free agency because you wanted to be able to go out there and get a wide receiver because you have nobody now. Like, really, you have one player that caught a pass at wide receiver last year for the Bills. You have absolutely no. You lost Gabe Davis. You traded Stephon Diggs. So I'm sure something happened in recent days that made it completely untenable, and they said, okay, we're moving on from Stephon Diggs. And yes, they're probably going to draft a wide receiver, but I got to think that this was something they would rather have done at the start of free agency because, hey, you would have been able to move Stephon Diggs. You would have gotten a deal like this, and you would have been able to say, okay, we'll go get somebody. We talked about Tyler Boyd being a Chief last night. Bills may beat him to it.
That's right.
The Rashee Rice thing is going to force, hey, that's going to push the Chiefs to go get him because I can't believe Tyler Boyd is still on the market. It may push the Bills to the front of that line and say, hold on. We need you more because we need somebody that can actually catch a football. So I got to think that something happened in the last few days that said, okay, this is no longer something that can happen. Stephon Diggs is unhappy. The team is unhappy. Everybody signed off on it, and we trade Stephon Diggs.
I've been salty for a while. It's something we chronicled throughout the season, right? His usage, the change of offensive coordinators, what Joe Brady did, and you look at the targets per game and pushing the ball his way as opposed to spreading it around. And Josh Allen, make no mistake about it, I'm sure was consulted, but they also looked at things. And it's just like the Russell Wilson bottom line in Denver when you say, you know what, we're going to eat a lot of money, but it's good. Be done with it. And that's the same thing here with Stephon Diggs. You're talking over $31 million in dead cap for this year just to say, all right, it's done. We're not going into the rest of this offseason with this hanging over us, whatever that malcontentedness was. And look, that goes back to his time in Minnesota. Like, we've seen this before, right? It's the repeat actions. If someone shows you who they are, believe them kind of thing. And this kind of festered behind the scenes. Now, it would be cool if it came out that Haley Steinfeld finally just said, this is not good for Josh Allen and needed the change. Just thought I'd try to get her some love.
You're putting Haley Steinfeld in there saying, yeah, you know what? I don't like that Stephon Diggs guy. We need a trade.
He's making my offseason and my vacations uncomfortable. Because Josh can't relax.
What do you mean we need a trade? You heard me, Josh. We need this trade. Okay, I'll call Brandon Bean.
The invisible hand of it all. We talked about it yesterday, the invisible hand, Adam Smith economics. But, here now you've got you've reconstituted your roster to a degree. You've got a couple of good pass-catching tight ends. You found your running back. But what do you got, Khalil Shakir?
That's it.
Who's shy,
the guy caught a pass.
Showing a little bit at
Him
times.
And James Lofton, they're the only ones nicely that caught done. A pass last year.
Oh, I like that. That's good. But now it's between the draft and looking around, Brandon Ayuk, that you can go find another wide receiver to bring in.
Now, look, first things first with this trade here. Let's listen to Brandon Bean, Bills GM, talking about the timing, the trade, and Stephon Diggs, who is now a member of the Houston Texans.
I mean, are we better today? Probably not. Yeah, it's a work in progress, and we're going to continue to work on that. I would just hope that people know I'm as competitive as hell, and I ain't giving in, and we're gonna work through this, and we're going to continue to look, and I'm confident in the guys we have on the roster, and I'm confident, the staff we have upstairs that helps me that. We'll continue to find pieces to add and that we'll be ready to roll when it comes time in September.
Okay, you can't tell me you're confident in guys on the roster because you have no wide receivers on the roster. There is none. Look, you hear
Well, I mean, there are guys that are listed at wide receiver. Yeah, I mean, the depth chart is filled.
Hey, look who's there. Hey, Stonehands from Necessary Roughness
wow.
is on the roster.
Wow, what are you doing?
But look, you can tell right there, are we better today than we were yesterday? No. This is what tells me that it didn't work because you don't want to make this trade when you can't replace him. Because the first thing I'm going to tell you about this trade, first reaction – the Bills are in some serious trouble, man. They are in some serious trouble. And their stat, I told you, the window for the Bills was closing, and this might shut it entirely until they can reboot this team. Because they're trying to reboot on the fly, right? Because you got Josh Allen, who's 27, a bigger quarterback, takes a lot of hits. How much more time does he have in his prime? But let's give him another 5 years, right? Let's say another 5 years before he winds up breaking down a little bit. This is horrible because you can't sit here and tell me, hey, this is Josh Allen's a great quarterback. I just watched Josh Allen fall short of the Super Bowl his entire career when he has had incredible weapons around him. When he has had Stephon Diggs for the past 4 years, who at worst was one of the top three receivers in all of the NFL. He fell off last year. That's a point for later on. But they fell short. They didn't have enough when they had Stephon Diggs. Suddenly you're telling me they're going to be better with Stephon Diggs gone and no wide receivers? I mean, seriously, Khalil Shakir is the only guy. Yes, I love.
Well, they brought in Curtis Samuel. 62 catches last year.
Yeah, but he's kind of a gadget guy, right? Curtis Samuel is great if he's your number three receiver or your number four
guy. I mean, he's number two, number three guy. Yeah.
Right, but you don't have a top two. And if you can't sit here and tell me, oh, but it's all about the quarterback, when I just watch a quarterback without great weapons fall short, right? I watch him with that. And now you're telling me suddenly the team is going to be better because we don't have Stephon Diggs. I don't care what kind of headache the guy was. For the vast majority of his career, it was 110 catches a year. It was double-digit touchdowns. It was Stephon Diggs was the guy that Josh Allen went to all the time. There's a reason why they won games, and it was that connection with Stephon Diggs. And I know how good a player Josh Allen is, but to sit here and say, oh, they're reloaded. No, the Bills are in some serious trouble, man. And this window, I mean, it's now, I'm thinking the Jets can win the AFC East now. I'm really thinking we can, because who knows what's going to happen with the Dolphins. They decided to let everybody go in free agency. They're feeling like it's a gap year for them because it's like, yeah, we're not going to sign guys. Wait, but didn't you have the best offense in the game, and weren't you?
Now it's the time to rise again for the Patriots.
Wait, what? I mean, they're starting over. I'm thinking the Jets can win the division now. Like, I'm really thinking. Look how fast I've gone from I can't get excited to now I think the Jets can win the division.
I'm just going to ask this question, though, right? Obviously, we're not in the locker room. You read between the lines, and we saw many stories and leaks throughout the year. Like, at some point, even though he had his 107 catches, 1,100 yards, and 8 touchdowns, he still thought he was grossly underutilized and was evidently that big a pain in the ass in the locker room that you're willing to take a $31 million dead cap charge. Think about that for a sec. A wide receiver, yet you're willing to take that heavy a charge with the roster that you've got assembled? Yeah, That tells me that they're okay in the locker room saying, you know what, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, no, it's great to say we'll figure it out. And he probably did need to go. And I'm not saying that. And I always like the getting rid of a guy a year earlier than a year later. And like I said, that's part of a different conversation. But you're looking at a team right now that you have nobody. You have nobody. You have a good tight end, and I love Dalton Kincaid, and he really came on last year. And James Cook became one of the best running backs. Okay, that's great. But still, this is a Bills team that pushes the ball down the field, and they need to throw the football. And Josh Allen threw the football great when he had Stephon Diggs. Was it enough? It was not enough. We saw this last 4 years. It was not enough. And so now you've taken all those weapons away, saying, now we're going to reboot on the fly, and the guys we're going to bring in are going to be better. That doesn't work. The whole philosophy of Josh Allen is great. He didn't just get greater today because you traded Stephon Diggs. He's only greater because you say, hey, we traded Stephon Diggs, so he's got no choice but to be great. No, I think we've seen the best of Josh Allen. We've seen the best of him, and what we're going to see the next couple of years is continued the level he's played at the last few years, and then we're going to see him slowly start to downsize a little bit because that's what happens with bigger quarterbacks. So just because you want Josh Allen Allen to say, oh, he's going to be. No, I've seen him. I've seen him fall short. I've seen him not figure it out when you have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. I get the whole philosophy of we had to move on from him. I get it. But you're doing it now when you could have gotten wide receivers. You could have brought in a couple of guys in the beginning of free agency and paid some money to. And at least you would have looked a little bit better. Now you're saying, okay, we're gonna get all our wide receivers in the draft. Really, that's going to work for you? We're going to go wide receiver all the way through every single pick. I don't get it. I don't get the Bills' plan here. This was bad timing. And to try to say we're going to take the most important room on the team that we have to fill and we're going to do it all through the draft, how's that going to work, man?
Wide receivers Jets. In the draft.
Jets.
There are plenty of disgruntled wide receivers looking for new homes or new contracts. Maybe you can go find someone else's problem for a year. Three, you are in the AFC East. Again, Jets. So you've got that going for you. And four, I'm surprised you didn't invoke the Ryan Poles and whatever, you know, the Bears didn't do right in the Justin Fields trademark that you had in your head that was so robust like Candyland.
I'm telling you, man, I'm thinking Jets now. I'm thinking Jets, 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 Jets. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Only it isn't.
Yo, excited! We might
only it isn't.
We might win the division now by three or four games. We might have a clinch by Thanksgiving.
What's exciting about your season being over before it starts?
Speaking of
wide receiver rooms, when Mike Williams going to be available?
That's last year.
Look what I did there.
Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, head to your local Tractor Supply store today. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live at the TireRack.com studios. Hey, we have declarations coming up. Guess who has said, I've had enough of college. I am heading to the pros. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, and never hearing back? Call the Bills. They need wide receivers. Job openings vanishing into thin air? Well, what if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings, get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Right now, Giants and Dodgers 1-1, top of the third inning. The Dodgers looking for another victory on their way to, 110, 112, 115 wins this year?
Yeah, what's the updated over-under?
Yeah, I think it's at 115. I think that's where we're at now.
All the way up to that high.
Yeah. No, because you – and the Dodgers are making things interesting. Like, we're going to play Max Muncy at third base a lot. You know, we're going to make things fun.
We're in the first full week of the season. Let's have a bullpen game. Yeah, I mean, all of those kind of things.
Yeah, why not? So we'll keep you updated on this game. But earlier today, big story is we steamed towards the weekend and the Final Four for the women and the men. And Angel Reese has declared for the WNBA.
Knicks, yo.
Are you coming around to my me telling you that the WNBA is coming to a new level, whether you agree with it or not? I told you Caitlin Clark is going to have that Magic and Larry effect on the WNBA relative to the sport. Right? The WNBA has been a really cool summer league for a while, and it's had some stars, and it's doing very well. Caitlin Clark and her star power is going to take it to the next level. And what that's going to do is you're going to then buy in on all the other stars. Angel Reese is coming into the WNBA. Already, the rivalry has already existed. It's like Magic and Larry when they came in. Hey, the rivalry is already here. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. It's already jumping in wherever she winds up getting taken. Likely Caitlin Clark is going to go number one overall to Indiana. So this is how it's going to go. The WNBA is coming to a new level of relevancy and highlights, whether you really think it's going to happen or not, because it takes advantage of a great spot in the calendar when we're still basketball mad coming off the tournaments, coming off the NBA finals, free agency. Here comes summer league. And oh, by the way, here's a WNBA. And oh, yeah. Hey, Angel Reese is playing Caitlin Clark tonight. Caitlin Clark is playing tonight. What's it going to be? This is going to be the big basketball explosion in women's basketball that we've been waiting for. Already, women's college hoops, hey, it's up there with everybody else. It's up there with the big boys. It is a major sport. It's no longer, hey, it's a great women's sport. No, no, it's past that now. It is a great big-time sport that we're going to talk about that is part of the everyday currency we have in conversation. And this is what's going to happen now to the WNBA, which needs it. Because, look, the NBA doesn't have a rivalry like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. They need something. Like, they would love to have something like that. They don't. And here comes Angel Reese, who is very polarizing. You can love her. You can dislike her. And it doesn't matter. Same thing with Caitlin Clark. She can be polarizing, too. You can love her. You can dislike her. You can't deny her talent. You can't deny what she's meant to the game. Angel Reese to a lesser extent, but still really big deal. She goes to the WNBA. I'm telling you, this is what the WNBA has been waiting for, and this is what for a long time. They've been waiting for college basketball to really become the sport, and now the vapor trail that it's going to have is going to carry the WNBA along with it.
Yeah, I think you've just got enough names that people know from these last couple of years. I mean, look at Caitlin Clark's going to go to Indiana, and Aaliyah Boston, you know, from last year is out there with Indiana. Rookie of the year, had a big year. So, you know, you're starting to get these names and that momentum flowing, and you've seen some of it through the years, and now it's how much can you carry over? Well, Angel Reese deciding to declare, I mean, is a big deal, right? You know, if she'd gone back to school for another year, maybe you take a little bit off the WNBA momentum. And again, you know, your Larry Magic effect, you know, it's the hyperbolic statement, because now we're talking about levels, right? For the WNBA, it's trying to get and stay on the map, as opposed to, you know, here's a couple of outlier matchups or events that captivate the attention. Here, it's you want folks to watch the whole year, right? And that's more the statement you're making here. For the WNBA, we've certainly seen some big stars go in with some fanfare. I'm curious to see how it works, right? You know, obviously in Indiana they'll sell out. In Las Vegas they've already announced they've sold out. So you've got a couple of the franchises that are having big pushes, and certainly this weekend's events with the women's Final Four, you get more star power with Clark and Becker's getting after it, and go forward from there. But Angel Reese, yeah, you saw the headlines and all the big thought pieces and folks looking for giant salivating headlines out of it, Jason, right? You know, from the other day, the tearful post game and some of the charges, you know, thrown back on media and such. Like, well, no. I mean, if you're brash, then you own it. And in defeat, you own it. So that was one of the things that you know, became a kind of an issue. And like we talked about heading into that big matchup, you know, the Ben Bolch comments and idiocy aside, you know, you got folks that are more amped up to watch these battles than most of the men's games, because all the top draft picks, they're coming from Europe.
Yeah, look, and that's really what people forget is basketball is about stars, right? Like, all sports are about stars, but basketball specifically are about the individual stars. The NFL, they promote the teams, and the stars come organically. Basketball is about stars, and Caitlin Clark is a super-duper star, and Angel Reese is a big star, not quite Caitlin Clark, obviously, but, and Paige Beckers is a... Basketball's about stars, and when stars are doing things, we're going to pay attention. Like, this is what the league's been waiting for so long. I mean, it's Caitlin Clark is going to bring everybody along with her to the WNBA women's basketball and watch what happens
next, yeah,
now to this sport. Hey, I'd take Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese right now with all the injuries.
They're both healthy and ready to play. One can get the boards. The other can work with Brunson on dishing the rock.
Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more college hoops coming up, but straight ahead, how good was the Stephon Diggs trade for the Texans? The answer might surprise you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.